All right, joined by the third base coach of the Giants, Tim Flannery. Always nice to talk baseball with you as we grind on a little bit in the season, now into the month of May, different than April.
I love the month of May. The first month with all the hoopla, with all the I love the ceremonies, too, and getting rings and winning world championships. Don't get me wrong. But I love when we get into the grind of the season, your routine, and you're looking at about 120, 130 games ahead of you. This is when you start finding out what kind of ball club you have. The first month, and my Uncle Hal, you know, Hal Smith of the 60 Pittsburgh Pirates, he always said, hey, April fools, don't get excited or don't get too down. The rest of the season will tell. And now we're in that place where we've seen the teams in our own division, and we're starting to see some guys in the East and also in the Interleague.
A couple of phenomena this year. First of all the comeback wins. You just don't see that in baseball. I mean, you just don't see it. You can see a few, but this ball club seems to have the knack. Well, how do you explain it?
Well, I was asked this question by ESPN when they were here the other day, and I didn't answer it correctly. I probably answered it correctly at that moment, but the more I thought about it, I thought I probably was wrong. I told them that here's what I think. I think what we went through last year really made an impact on us. When we had six games facing elimination, we all showed each other and one another that if we play together, anything could happen. And when we start that momentum, and it's almost like, well, here we go again. And then when we have the great fan home field advantage of our great fans, I think the other teams also sense it. So we feed off of them, we feed off of one another, and I think that's been a big part of it.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a different confidence hitting late in the game. Everyone says they want to hit late in the game, but to produce late in the game is another story.
Exactly, and you get on, and now you got to move runners, which we've done, and either get the sacrifice fly or get the big hit. But what we've been getting are the dramatic home runs, and that's a whole different thing. When somebody steps up and a pitcher on the other team, the bullpen guys, we beat some pretty good bullpen pitchers, and they are all under orders not to make mistakes in these areas where you can hit a ball out of the ballpark, yet they have done that, and our hitters have capitalized on it.
Is that a function of early season stuff? Maybe pitchers are not quite in the groove yet. You see it maybe more often now?
I don't know, Marty. I really don't know. I think the pitchers are always a little bit ahead of the hitters early in the season. I think the longer the season goes, the pitchers, their routines, the way they're going to pitch a hitter will start to show a little bit more of their patterns, if you will. So I think the longer the season goes, I think the hitter has more of an advantage. But we're here now in May, like you said, and we're going to go to Toronto. We're going to head to Colorado again and catch them at a different time. And it's the old cliche, too. It's not always who you play, but when you play them. And there are guys playing better, and guys, you know, we feel we're playing better than we did off the top.
Yeah. All right. One last area for you. I know you got to go to work here. The sweeps. Man, you swept everybody in the division already one time. You've gotten swept. Well, what's the deal with sweeps? Sweeps are not easy.
No, but I explain it to my wife and all my other friends. We went to San Diego, we got swept, and then we went to Arizona and we swept. That's why I'm a little bipolar, and I think everybody in this game is a little whacked out because of it.
He laughs, but it's true. He is bipolar. No. But the truth is, to sweep a team, you know, you got to beat them three times, four times. Usually, something's going to happen in one of those games.
You're right, and the momentum has everything to do with it. And in the case we went down to San Diego, well, we beat them here, and we had a couple dramatic walk-offs. But then in San Diego, when they swept us, we were one hit away from winning or tying those games. So it really is a matter of just who gets the hit at the right time, and then this game, this middle game is always important as well. I really feel that to win a series, of course, you got to win two out of three. But if you win today, or you don't want the other team coming to your ballpark with momentum of winning two games in a row. You know, we try to win every game. It's like sometimes I've had people say, come on, win tonight. We'll try harder, eh? We're trying hard every night.
The bipolar third base coach, he tries hard every night. Flan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
Always a pleasure. More coming up in the Sports Leader.